It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
What it is, welcome to another exciting adventure of Tyrus and Timpf. I'm Tyrus.
I'm Catherine Timpf.
And joining us today, not on vacation,
Devin.
Is Devin.
I'm not today.
Devin Kelly.
Anything in the wings?
Yeah. I got plenty of vacation coming up.
So how does
the holidays
like
are
you,
coming up? So,
someone like you who vacations often.
Yeah.
How does the process go? Like, when do you decide to start planning for said vacation?
That's a great question.
Wow.
Thank you.
Well, sometimes I plan a lot of these way in advance. So we know.
Do you have? Is there a spreadsheet involved?
There is.
I knew it.
Yeah. There is.
I knew it. You had spreadsheet vacation planner written all over you.
Of course. When I was in Italy, it was all spreadsheets. I knew exactly where, what times. I had contact information, everything.
Do you have a travel agent?
No, I do all of my own planning, booking, everything.
So if something goes wrong, who do you typically blame?
Anybody but me.
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
Even though you do all the planning.
Yes.
Right. I planned it perfectly. So if it goes wrong, then like clearly you
like
did something.
9:30 wake up time, 10 a.m. in the lobby, 10:15.
Yeah. Well, it's like, okay, here's the game plan. We have these things tomorrow. But if we need to get to this place by this time, then we have to leave by this time. That means we have to wake up by this time. You know, I have a whole strategy. But so I'm that way in everyday life.
Wake up time. We're not just going to gloss over that.
No.
How far in advance do you plan your wake up time for your vacation? Is it different every day?
Yeah. Like, it depends on what you have. So like some days you don't have anything till like noon, so you can sleep in a little bit.
Do you ever go to a beach?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have a wake up time then too?
Do you call
probably,
it a schedule?
Yeah.
For what?
Is it a schedule?
Yeah. If you're on vacation, it's a schedule.
Here's why probably I don't go on many vacations, because my idea of vacation would be
not having a schedule.
Right, exactly. Of any sort.
Like, yeah, but I like to do things.
You have to get the sights in. Like,
right, yeah. Yeah. But, yeah.
You just don't go to Italy just to be.
Right. Even, I didn't sleep in one day in Italy. I'll admit that. But I do go to the beach every year with my family. And I don't usually have, you know, I have a couple things planned with like friends and family friends that live down there.
Do you guys have a guest list?
Do you have a guest list?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
You do this to your family.
Yeah. Who do you think I learned it from?
Where do you think she learned it from? Yeah.
Yeah. But like, how does that work?
I come from a long line of list makers.
Do you and your mom like share a spreadsheet or like?
It's usually me and my sister, and then we share it with my mom, and then
for
she's
final
like,
approval.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, great.
It's the whole thing.
Ugh.
Look, it's not mandatory. You don't have to, but like, good
sounds
luck
mandatory.
Having a good vacation.
Sounds mandatory.
Who wants to be the one there who didn't plan anything? Because you know they're going to talk about them at the pre-planned dinner
when we have our schedule meeting.
You know what? Actually, if Caitlin's feeling up to it, I would love water now. Like this. This is shocking.
But I plan out my days like that too. Like I know all week. Like. All right, if I want to shower and wash my hair in the morning, like I have to wake up at a certain time and like.
So, okay. All right. I'm just asking for a guy friend. Is it a you thing or is it a woman thing that you plan a hair wash day? Because I'm assuming
I think it's a woman thing.
Is it different than
really
a regular shower,
hair,
right?
So.
Without getting into like specifics, but like.
Well, you can body shower without washing your hair.
You don't wash your hair, but you wash your hair a specific time. You won't wash it every time you take a shower.
I only wash my hair twice a week.
My hair every day, Monday through Friday, because when I'm on TV.
But you have a lot of like product in your
if
hair.
If I'm not on TV, I don't wash my hair.
Okay.
Yeah. Like Kat's in a makeup chair every day. So like that's understandable. Like I would want to wash that stuff out of my hair.
Cake off. Yeah.
I have to shower twice a day.
Yeah.
Like, once in the morning, because that's like the nice thing to do.
Right.
And then once at night because of all the makeup all
the
over
cake.
Me. Like I'll shower, I'll use makeup remover, I'll use like cold cream, I'll shower, and it's still it's just
people don't understand that. Like when you're in front of those lights and stuff, one, they're really hot. So like you have to make sure that the makeup will stay on your face and won't melt off. And two, you're on camera, so like you have to make sure that like the makeup and everything looks really good and stays.
And then there's three. There's me. I don't wear any.
Yeah, well,
I just refuse.
Naturally, you know.
Because I just feel like, what's the point? you know, oh, thank you. Like, someone's going to be like, wow, Tyrus's cheekbones look great tonight. The way he accented them.
Is he wearing highlighter on his cheekbones?
Or, like, I don't know how to do the nosescape thing that you see people do where they try to make their nose look different than what it really is, that illusion.
I actually would pay a lot of money to see you get full glam like Kat does. I would pay good money for that.
Lashes?
Like, if you could sit in the, just makeup, no hair, just makeup. I would pay good money for that.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen, but I'm offering.
No, appreciate it. But then you wouldn't be able to, with the cost, you know, you wouldn't be able to vacation for like.
Right, exactly. It would cut into my vacation time, of course.
So, because I just never.
Hey,
never
if
really
you
gave into it, because and I know there's a lot of I would argue that there are more men, I guess, what would you call them, contributors or entertainers or pundits,
broadcasters
that wear just pounds of makeup.
Well,
like
in
men,
when I was in journalism school, I went,
and it's not just for the lighting.
I was in
I refuse to believe that.
We took a class, and like part of the class was learning how to put on makeup, because in local stations you don't have makeup artists and stuff, so you have to put it on your own makeup. And the guys had to learn how to put on. They had to go out and buy makeup and put it on for our show and stuff like that.
How do you get that gig?
What do you mean?
Professor of makeup at journalism school.
Well,
how
it was part
do
of
you
the
get
class.
That gig?
It was part of the like on air stuff where they were like, okay, you need to go out and buy makeup.
Did
and,
the,
like,
does the professor makeup was professor makeup any good?
Yeah, she's great.
No, really?
But yeah, what,
isn't wearing makeup and reporting the news an oxymoron? Because like, wouldn't you just want, you're trying to tell them just the facts? So shouldn't you be and actually who you are?
That is a good point. But I feel like people will listen if you look
TV
good.
TV stations would save that could go towards, I don't know, salaries.
I look like
if
two.
They weren't spending so much money on hair and makeup.
I look like
for,
two different people
for 5 minutes in some cases, or 2 minutes of TV time. Like, it's just, I feel like one of the things that the pandemic didn't do that I thought it would do would be people would be like, "What you see is what you get."
Yeah,
you
because when I was doing my own hair and makeup, I was constantly getting emails, but I don't look as good as I used to. I'm like, go yourself. That is because I have to do it myself.
Cammy
I didn't
Salon.
Go to hair and makeup school. Yeah. Truly go yourself. Yeah, and then Cam would get all upset. But I do look like two different people, makeup versus not.
Do you like getting your makeup done, though? Or?
I really like it. Like, I like the look. It's fun. I like feeling good. What I don't
but
like
is... you don't
is,
wear it at all in your personal life.
That's exactly it. Yeah. But not enough to actually do it on my free time when I'm not on camera. It does, like, really grind my gears thinking about the amount of time that I spend per week in the chair. So I usually bring my laptop with me to work and I get things done while I'm sitting there, because that's like an hour and a half, 5 days a week. Like
that's a lot.
That adds up. Like there's this. Like,
I see my barber once a week and that's like 45 minutes.
It's a full work day in
but
a makeup
chair. 7 days.
I don't have that time. So I've started to. Yeah. But I remember, I
like doing my makeup.
I look.
Because makeup at first was a guy thing.
Was it?
Like in colonial times in England? Yeah, the wigs.
Oh, like
and
the white
powder
yeah.
And the rouge.
And the fake mole.
And the lips.
And
yeah.
leggings. They
yeah,
wore leggings as
and
well.
And heels. They wore heels
yeah.
to
they
make
wore
themselves
leggings.
Taller.
Yeah, people are like, leggings aren't pants. I'm like, tell that to Benjamin Franklin. Yeah.
Well, they wore it in conjunction with pants, just knicker,
pantaloons.
Knickerbockers.
Not in the paintings I saw. Those look like Lulus to me.
Yeah,
no. Align leggings.
They wore puffy pants to make their thighs look better, but then they wore white leotard socks or whatever the material was of the day.
What would Fox News do if I started dressing like a colonial era man every day?
I think they can't
on the
say
show. Can they
anything.
Say anything?
I would love that if you started wearing like.
I just don't think they
and
could
being
say
like
anything.
What?
Yeah, and then, and then put Butterfield in a position to where he can't ask you about your way you're dressed.
Yeah, I'd be like, what are you talking about?
You start wearing like bifocals.
No, and just. Start everything with like 4 score.
Yeah.
Hear ye, you
but
know.
I don't crack a smile. It's not.
No,
a
no, you got to sell it. Yeah. At least for one day.
I say try it.
Just one day. Just come in, get the wig, and just hold court. And then, you know, and like, I will play my part to where I act like it's just normal. What?
Yeah. Why is everybody looking at Kat?
I don't understand it.
Yeah, I agree with that.
He wouldn't know what to do. But you can't do it with Emily Campagna because she will lose it in the chair. And I don't I don't want to take any more bumps. So
yeah, you can't fall out of another chair like that.
Well, because then she knows it's on purpose. Like right now,
you still
fell asleep.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Happens.
She still doesn't know. Hopefully, she doesn't listen to this podcast. You know, so
I think we're good. I think we're safe there. Tyrus and Tim will be back in 3 shakes of a peacock's tail. You figure that out, we'll be waiting.
Now, if I could get real with you for a second. Now, listen, when I turned 40, I started to notice a little decline in my aggressiveness in the gym, and I started to feel the effects of aging and feeling a little inadequate. So Nugenix came along and gave me a free bottle, and I tried it, and I noticed results immediately. I just felt stronger, more confident. You started seeing results back in the gym. You got to try that Nugenix Total T. I swear by it. It is phenomenal. Nugenix Total T Testosterone Booster with Tesnor will help you turn back the clock and re-energize your life. Prove it to yourself. Try Nugenix Total T before you buy. There's nothing to lose and everything to gain. New energy, muscle, drive, and even more passion. Get your complimentary sample when you text 231-231 and enter the keyword Tyrus, and that's T-Y-R-U-S. Now get your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T when you text 231-231 and enter the keyword Tyrus. Text now and get a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, the newest and most powerful fat incinerator ever, with key ingredients to help you lose fat fast and get lean fast. Absolutely free. Text 231-231 and enter keyword Tyrus. Text 231-231 and enter the keyword Tyrus.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply. Number one doctor recommended brand by primary care physicians based on an independent survey conducted by IQVIA 2022.
That would be a fun, that'd be a fun prank, but just to see how many people would go out of their way not to say something, I think would be the awesome part, especially like if she stops the powder. Because, you know, they used to do the powder where it would just go everywhere because it would be in the hair.
Get you like a big puff ball.
Yeah, like a big, like huge powder thing. And just literally, when he goes to ask her a question, she just powders.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, and it's like a giant. Because they used to, it was like talcum powder or something. Like whatever it was back then, I think it causes cancer now. But
asbestos?
Yeah. Like they asbestos would, the wigs, because they wouldn't clean the wigs. So they would just throw all kinds of like powders.
See, that's
and stuff
why you got to have your hair washing day.
Yeah, because they weren't washing the way. And then it was like, and there was the one or two like arrogant guys who could actually grow their hair out to look like the wig. But those guys were never top guys. Like you had to have the big grand white wig to run shit. Like the lower end guys, they just kind of did their bangs in a ponytail and like slicked the rest back. Like it's an interesting time when you look back at those photos. It's like, what did they see?
The larger the wig, the more important the person.
But where did that come from? Where did someone see something like that and be like, oh, wigs, we need wigs? And
well, I feel like that could be said for a lot of trends.
Yeah, it's like you just want to know when it happens, like who did it? Who was the first guy to be like, sorry, Margaret, this is the way I want to be, and I'm going to work with this wig on and this talcum powder. And he walked in and everyone was like, slow clap.
Trendsetter.
And it just started, hey, let's do it. Or I don't know. Was it like an alien who was having fun with people? Like, oh, this is what we were. This is all the rage in outer space or whatever. Because you know that's the Michelangelo supposedly was trained by aliens, or that was the latest.
I did not.
Remember that? You fold his picture. Remember that? We did it. We covered it here. You fold his picture.
Oh, yes, yes.
And you see the face of the alien.
Yes.
Like it was a coded message. The Mona Lisa was a coded message.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Right. We did talk about that a couple episodes ago.
Yeah, but you would think, if you're trying to leave a message and it's code, who would, like, that's just a dumb place to put a message. No one's ever going to look there. No one's ever going to go up to a painting and be like, hey, let's fold this up and see what it says.
Well, somebody did.
No, I'm just saying, like, I just feel like that was a really poor, like, if that clue was important, if
right.
somehow it was going to help with stopping, let's say, global warming today, let's say if all the answers were in that photo, painting.
I would be super impressed by that Michelangelo.
And then come to find out that they did a fancy coded message that no one would get, I think we have the right to criticize. Why not put it up somewhere on a mountain where, like, you could see, hey.
That's the kind of thing you tell people.
Yeah, you tell. You just don't assume that we're all just going to want to fold Mona Lisas.
Yeah, no, you shouldn't want to do that.
I never assume that.
There's a message there, though.
I don't assume that ever.
Like, but there was a message there. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that's not, I feel like it was a reluctant message. Like, he didn't really want to help.
It was his attempt at saving face.
It was like sarcastic help.
He was like, fine, yeah, I'll put this message in here.
And then everyone finds it great.
Hopefully somebody one day will fold it up and we'll figure it out.
We're still trying to decode.
Yeah.
Just tell us, you know?
Yeah, that's messed up.
Like, or paint a riddle. And, like, let us know it's a riddle. And, like, you got to figure out the riddle.
And, like, what the answer will solve. Yeah, but also, you're still kind of a...
You should put the answer on the other side of the numbers. Right. I mean, that's just fair. I mean, textbooks used to be that
right,
way.
Right, where it's upside down on the back.
Upside down on the back. Because that would so throw the kids off when it was upside down. Because we didn't have the skill set to turn around to flip it. Some of us did.
It always told you what page the answers were on, too.
So right, like, but when they're upside down, yeah. I had a teacher who made us color the answers with marker.
Like color over them?
So when you had the homework page that day, she would have you take a marker and run through the answer. So you could actually see the answers while she made you like line out the answers so you couldn't go home and cheat.
But you could see the answer previous?
So you still had the answers. Like, your homework is page 23. Turn to page 155. Flip it over. Get your markers out. And you had to go through and mark out the answers.
That's intense.
But that would be helpful in math class to know if I did it right or not. But you have to like show your work.
She figured that you would just figure that out there. So I feel like it was one of those things where the teacher was aware of it, but there was always that one student who talked too much. And I feel like there was this kid named Jimmy King. He talked too much. He was a talker. I think he was talking about, you just flipped. He was like telling everybody how to do it.
It's always one person that ruins it for everybody.
So then we had to, it was before we go to recess. So, you know, we're like, shut up so we can get through these 32 problems and erase them all, you know. Or I just thought, can't we just tear the page out? But again, I wasn't in a shot caller situation.
Yeah, so exactly. It wasn't your call to make. I just wanted
to get outside.
Right.
Like, if I could just get outside, I'll put a line through anything right now. Just let me get outside. So, yeah,
teachers come up with some good ways to get you to stop cheating, though.
Yeah, there's another good way is testing. Like, you can cheat on all your assignments, and then you take the test and fail. Pretty good chance that you've been just writing the answers down the back of the book.
You've been copying Tyrus like, and just changing, like, two or three
you know what? I was,
answers.
I can remember being so offended when someone tried to copy off me.
Really? I feel like I would be like,
no, I did not. I did not.
I'd be like
that.
Wow, you think I'm smart? That you're gonna copy off me? Good luck. It's not gonna work.
I saw someone lean over to look at my paper, I would always put my arm in front, like, nah, man.
I think I would wear that as a badge of honor.
I was falsely accused of cheating once.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I was taking a test in high school, and like it was like all essay questions. So I was like writing out like. I have like ADD, so like it helps me to be like, okay, like this goes here, this goes here. So I like outlined it, and then like I was writing it after that. They had like notes that I just made sitting right there, and then the teacher like brought them like made this whole big thing of like storming over because it was like one teacher was sitting for it and another teacher was there
like walking around.
Yeah, but it was just like, dude,
that
like
never works.
It was pretty obvious. Like she hated me. Like this right. other teacher, like. Because it was pretty obvious to the other teacher, like, no, like, this is all the same color ink, and, like, it's all written in, like, super short, like, it was
right.
super, like, it's
and
not,
I'm sure
like,
if she's seen you take a test before, you've
yeah,
done it before.
It's all, like, super shorthand, where, like, if I didn't know it, those, like, letters, codes would not have helped me.
Right.
Like, I would not, if I didn't know, like, it was, like, an economics test, so if I would not have known, like, it'd be, like, three letters, but, like, for, like, somebody's name, like, I wouldn't, like, I would not have known it. Like, so it's just like, why do you, I don't know. She was a jerk, this
you know,
teacher, though. She was a jerk.
It's funny when it's
like that.
Well,
yeah, like, dude, oh, like, you got me. She seemed happy about it.
Oh, yeah, they always got him, coach.
Like, dude, I'm a minor.
A bonus.
Like, you weirdo.
I'm 14.
You can't hate
like,
me.
Next
I'm 14.
You know, she's
going to
criticize her shipwrecked mysteries novels that she's working on as a child. I was actually part of a cheating reign in college.
Oh, God.
But it didn't last long. But when the teacher came to the front of the classroom, and it was abnormal psychology. It's a really tough class. And but it was the same test every year. And one of the brothers on the football team, he belonged to a fraternity, and he got the key.
Mm.
So he brought it to us.
And oh God!
So we got six brothers sitting in men's hall in University of Kearney, Nebraska, going over the sheets. How are we gonna do it, right? And I kind of just was like, at first, like, nah, I don't need it. But I was like, wait, what's the answer number? This. So I ended up making a little, and they're like, everyone was writing down the letters, like they were just going through like A, B on their hands and,
ah!
And like,
right.
I remember my boy Vashawn, he was like making cue cards and I was just remember saying, when you gonna break the cue card out?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, how you gonna break it out? And
that's
just
like
remember,
obvious.
And I just remember him saying, I'm gonna wear it under my hat. So how you gonna get it out? He's like, no, I'm just gonna get hot, take my hat off, and I'm like, it's winter. Like, it's snow on the ground. No one's gonna y'all do it your way, you do it my way. So I just memorized the letters. I was like A, B, D, 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 whatever. But I also decided that I would only get like a 78 or 81. So I never wanted 100%.
Right. Well, that's too obvious.
Well, every one of those everyone's like 99, 98, 96. Across the board. Test across the board. And here's old me, 78. Within the realm of what I understood, right?
So reasonable
like,
grades.
Highest grade was like an 81, right? So then in this huge classroom, teacher comes in one day and then he's like he was a little guy. And he comes in and he slams his books and his notes and on the desk and he was a Southern gentleman and he said, "We have us a situation."
Mm-mm.
And we have some what I can best describe as debauchery at its finest and a complete lack of respect for the education system. And I was sitting there going, got us. Like, I'm just sitting there going, I'm not admitting, but, you know.
You knew he was talking to you.
But I know. I mean, I knew he was talking to the group. There was eight brothers sitting together, and only one of them was a C student in the classroom. So I didn't, you know. And I just remember we all sit there, but no one budged. Like, no one was willing to. And he went through his speech. He's like, you can stand up now and own it. And I will not expel you from the class, but you have to retake all your tests. This is your moment. This is your chance to man up. And when he said man up, this girl was like, it's sexist. And she said something like that. And he was like, no woman cheated. So,
I'm not talking to you.
Yeah, man up.
Oh God!
Show yourself.
I would have been so
but
nervous.
Like this in this a cathedral classroom, right?
Right. So it's
like
Devin, you lie seamlessly.
Cat.
We all
he is literally looking at the back corner to the left where it's just us, and he was like, "Show yourselves, do the right thing." Like, I know, and he's like, "If you get 99." To 95 on a test, but all your quizzes are 60s. I know it was you, and
that's where people up.
Right?
Like,
you can't overdo it.
If you're getting a 60, you got to slowly be like, okay, now I'm getting 70.
That's what makes a good lie is you can't
see. Yeah, she don't.
You can't go over.
She's like, oh, I would have freaked out.
I mean, being called out is different.
But at that moment, I was like, nope, I got 76s and on my quizzes and stuff, and I just took down a few answers that I didn't know, so I did. Yes, I was just as guilty as they were.
But you didn't.
I was just a little smarter.
Yeah, exactly. You got to be.
I was just like, hey, I'm not trying to get caught. So,
what's that saying though? Like, I don't have to run fast. I just have to run faster than you.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I just have to be the slowest guy in the group.
Exactly.
So as the pressure's on, there's that moment of silence. At that moment, I realized that I was not part of the equation because it was based off quizzes, and my quizzes and tests weren't that far off.
Right.
And I'll never forget Ray, this dude from Omaha. He, like, took a deep breath. And he was like, and as he stood up, he stood up, and the teacher was like, okay. And he's like, puts his hands on his hips and he's like, I am disgusted. The fact that, you know, that we have this level of cheating in the classroom. Like, I came here to learn. And he went through, like, his father didn't go to college, his grandfather didn't go to college, and he's here, he's trying to learn. And like, he was like, I'm upset and I think I need to just take the day.
Oh, so he didn't, he didn't cop to anything.
He tried to say, like, the traumatic experience of other cheaters made him so upset that he did not want to be in class today. So he needed to go. And then the teacher said, is anybody else upset? You may go. You may have the day. And the entire group left. A couple other people up, but the entire group left. And I was just sitting in my chair like, idiots.
You
like,
just
I wanted,
made it. Yeah.
I was like in a glass house like, no, no, you're being. And they all walked out or whatever. And then they, he's like, every one of those individuals who just left were all cheating on my test. Every one of them.
You were like shaking your head like,
come back to class. They are expelled from class.
At least she, yeah.
And I was just sitting there.
What did you end up getting in that class?
I got a B.
Nice. Good job.
I got a B. But the worst part, I love Vashon, but damn, my boy. He comes back in like, yo, you coming? I was just like, no.
You're like, don't drag me into
this. I'm like this. Click. Yeah. Get ready to take notes by Abnormal Psychology. But the whole, the joy of getting the tests answers was like, everyone was so happy. And I just remember, I always had a little thought in my head was like, don't go too hard in the paint.
Yeah.
Don't go straight A's if you're not straight A's. Like, if you can't back it up. And every one of those dudes, they all did it. I mean, one guy literally got 100%. He got 100%.
He's getting 60s on his quiz.
Not once.
Don't do that.
Not once. Not twice.
Perfect record.
Twice.
Oh, jeez.
Aced all the tests.
The teachers now.
And had the worst attendance in the classroom. But he aced all the tests. And he literally couldn't answer one question when finally everyone got pulled into the office or whatever. And he was like, hey, what's this answer to this? And he was like, he's like, what were you thinking?
Yeah.
And he was just like, oh, I need these points to stay eligible. He's like, you're expelled from this class.
Yeah. Good luck now.
It was like a big thing, but I just remember. But it was also, it was funny because we always talk about woke stuff now, but like he was pissed and he knew who it was.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But he didn't want to say like, hey, look, all you brothers in the corner, get your ass down here. You guys did this.
Right.
Like he didn't want
to
say that.
Well, he gave you guys the opportunity to come clean.
That was the dumbest, like, oh, you don't know us very well at all. We not admitting it, bro. Like,
till the day we die, we're taking that to the grave.
When Lil Ray stood up, I was like, what is he doing? You know, he just was like, he was so upset that he thinks we should just not have class today to give these people time.
They used to, when I was in college, they used to give out different versions of the test. So, like, the person you were sitting next to might not have the same version as you. So, like, if you tried to cheat off of them, good luck, because, you'd get a worse grade than if you just tried to take it yourself.
All right, take your bathroom break. Tires and Temp will be back after this. This was one of those classes, like, it just, the curriculum doesn't really change at Normal Psychology. So this dude had been just teaching the same class every year, so I think he just got lazy. But after that, he changed his
methodology. He switched it up.
Yeah, luckily. Oh, man, it's testing in school is, then I see it now, and like when I see my kids do it, and I'm just like, what happened? Like, schoolwork used to be tough. Like, it was tough. Like, you, when you had homework and math and stuff, it was your afternoon.
Oh, yeah. My afternoon, like, my evening, my night.
It wasn't a sheet of paper with like six questions on it, and like, it allowed
homework
to participate with crayon. Like, it was like end of day. You had English, math, and biology homework in one day. That's from 3 o'clock to 5:30. No outside time. You're not getting outside with the boys on those days. Like, that was just murder because you try to get through your homework. And then when you started getting algebra and stuff, you just couldn't do it in 8 seconds. You know, and if you did, your moms would know you didn't do your homework.
Like, that's what I love about real life, being an adult. No homework. Just leave work and go home.
What are you talking about? You prep for everything.
Yeah, but like...
Like, everything about you says you do homework.
No.
Literally at the beginning of the show. Kat, am I taking crazy pills?
Yeah.
At the beginning of the show...
My vacation schedule.
Excuse me, it's rude to interrupt when you're being called out on your shit. She literally says she plans everything.
Yeah, you love homework.
And then you cannot plan without homework.
You turn everything into homework.
Yeah,
that's
you
fun
are a homework...
Stuff.
No, that's not
homework.
Fun.
If it's a spreadsheet, it's not fun.
No.
Those are mutually exclusive.
I disagree.
And if poor Stone is tired and wants to sleep in, but he goes off schedule?
No.
Doesn't? Well, Yeah.
You're going to miss out on a fun morning because we're going to be up at 7:30.
Any chance you consider to change your name to Griswold? Is there any chance that you would at least take the nickname?
Can we call you Clark? At least my vacation goes well, unlike Clark Griswold. My vacation goes off seamlessly because of my schedule.
But you have to do a lot of homework.
Yeah,
for
but
that.
You're yeah. doing homework. But that's fun. That is
research.
What is.
Yeah. It's, okay. Yeah. Fine. I'll get.
Oh,
all right.
Yeah. You're saying it's not homework because there is research.
No, because it's fun. It's fun stuff that I'm doing. Okay, like I'm not doing math homework. Problems.
I feel like you had fun doing homework too. I think you were the one. Like last night's assignment was a blast. Like, it's so much. Fun.
I got us assigned more homework because I liked it so much.
I was so stressed about homework. I needed to get all A's. And I would stress out about it so bad and just, like, make life in the family household just, like, a disaster. My mom offered to pay me hundreds of dollars to get a B instead of an A.
Oh, my parents.
So I could chill out. I did it. I said no.
What?
She was like, do worse in school. I will pay you hundreds of dollars. I can't take this anymore.
My parents would pay me hundreds of dollars for a B, but in the opposite direction because I was not a great student. But, yeah.
Well, I have to deal with negotiations. Yesterday, I had to take care of some stuff, so I stayed home, and so I had to do. I had to fill in for Georgie's homeschool, and we had math, we had working on maps, pronouns, the real ones you use, not the ones that have been stolen from everybody, and she had French, and then she had to do science, and she's learning about planets. So I said that, okay, here's the map. And let's go with the first two planets closest to the sun. We're going to write a paragraph about each one, and you got to find me three fun facts about each one.
That's intense.
She looked at me and said, that's not how it's done. I said, excuse me, I'm substitute teacher for the day. That's how it's going to get done. She was like,
it's Mr. T to you.
Yeah, she was like, listen, whatever you have me do right now, I'll do it, but know that I don't like doing it. And as soon as mommy gets back to my teacher, we're going to throw this out. So do you really want me to write all this down right now? Because I'm going to throw it out as soon as you're done.
You're like, okay, we're doing all the planets.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, get to work. So she's writing this thing about the planets. And then at one point she was like, you know what? This whole thing is made up. It's not real. This is fake science. And I was like, I'm just curious. You're still doing Mercury and Venus, but I really want to know why it's made up. She's like, well, look what happened to Pluto. I was like, what happened to Pluto? Oh, it was a planet with everybody else, but then Pluto, apparently the people who liked Pluto said something no one else liked, and they just said you couldn't be a planet anymore. So they could do that at any time. So, like, they could literally be like, well, we don't like Venus anymore, so she's not a planet anymore.
Pluto was reinstated as a planet, was it not?
It's not on the chart.
It's not?
It's considered a moon.
What?
Yeah. It's a moon, apparently. But she was literally telling me, so you want me to write down these planets, and then literally somebody could just go on TV and say, hey, Venus isn't a planet anymore. It's a gas ball.
It's a gas ball. Yeah, Pluto is a dwarf planet, but yeah, it's not a technical planet anymore.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
It's out the loop, but that was her whole thing.
I thought it got reinstated.
So until Pluto gets puts back in, she's not learning about planets.
Yeah, she doesn't care because
it's basically what I was told.
Without Pluto, yeah. What is there?
Yeah, but she did figure out her fun facts that Venus is a sister planet to Earth because they have similar surface. But problem is Venus's surface is 848 degrees.
Right.
You know, and then she learned in Mercury that it's 175 years is one Earth day on Mercury. So one day, that's it.
Wow. I didn't know that. That's See, Georgie, you're teaching us.
And Venus is actually hotter than Mercury, even though it's further away because it has more mass. So that was what we did yesterday. But once she got into it, she was fine. But then she's like, damn shame what they did to Pluto. I'm like, you're not getting on this assignment. Like, she just kept bringing up Pluto.
She's like, I shouldn't do this because, you know,
Pluto. They canceled
Pluto.
Dad, you know how you feel about canceling.
Yeah. Like, we're not going to stand for this cancel culture for Pluto.
We should not be doing this stuff until they figure out what's going on with Pluto.
I know what your favorite subject in school was, science.
Yeah, I'm good at science. Yeah, I always liked science because science and history were two things for me because I didn't really need to deal with a teacher that much. Because the answers were in the book.
Oh.
And it was the same. It was like if you did the work, then you got the answer.
Right.
you know, you didn't have to solve it. You just had to like read it. So, and then I would just like to go off my own little world when I was my biology and books. And like I said, I was one of the weird kids on the bus, which I hated. No one ever liked the bus, but I'd be sitting there reading my science book like a regular book. Like I just enjoyed it. I'd be like, chapter one, ooh, amoebas, you know, and people would be like, the hell, man. You know, I just, but that was just my thing. Like I really enjoyed science. My kids, not so much. Like they're,
I liked
just
it
not
too.
Into,
I used, know? To like just, to like get, I had a little microscope and I put like, yeah, catch bugs and like look at them under the microscope.
Was your favorite subject English though, because of the shipwreck novels and,
yeah,
writing?
I was
and stuff,
always the or? Best at writing and yeah, reading, but I loved science. It was fun.
So, yeah.
My kids don't really, it's not really their thing.
Nah. Yeah. Maybe one day. You never know.
They're just not, it's just, no, there's certain things that you got to be like from jump. It's got to be something that like strikes you at an early age, because science is tough. So it's not something that you just kind of, there is no easy, like, let's have fun science class, because the answers are all the same. Like it's not, you can't change the answers and do what a, you know, this, that, like some of the things you can do with English and math or whatever. You can just say, oh, I don't know how to do that. You know, and be like, I don't know what N stands for in this equation. I don't get it. But they're like, science, no, just read the chapter. All the answers are right there. You know?
That's a good point.
And so, but for some reason, that's in history. So the answer for history is, I'm not reading this. It was written by white racists. Like, okay, but history is always written by the side that won. You realize that. And they're like, do I? Do I? Like, okay. Like, no, you got to read the book. Like,
right.
Learn about it, then have a conversation with me. This is a great message. Actually read the material, know what it's about, research it, then come back and have a conversation about what's wrong with it. But like now they don't even read it. They just see a chapter and they was like, white people were in America? Murderous. And then they want to argue. Like, and you're like, well, do you have any facts? Which particular group are you talking about? What? No, they're all the same. No, they're really not. There's different higher levels of hierarchy on white groups. Like the Irish had it a lot worse than the English did. Are you including the Spaniards in that group? Portuguese? Like when you start hitting them stuff, if you don't research stuff, you can't have an argument. And that to me is what drives me crazy when I see on social media. Mainly reason why I don't look at it is because you never see somebody with a really radical idea. That's,
it's never a
informed
research paper.
It's never informed. It's just a feeling, you know, like it blew my mind. So I was pissed at Twitter anyways, because this whole shadowing thing.
Right.
It was basically, if we worked at Fox News or had anything to do with the Fox News, regardless of where we are, Kat's a libertarian. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm about as middle of the road, cool Republican as it gets. Neither one of us have ever dropped a tweet, to my knowledge. I can't speak for Kat, but I'm pretty sure she hasn't dropped any tweets about supporting Nazism.
Nope.
Or elections being stolen or putting fake information out there. But yet, we needed to be shadow banned. And so the two times that Elon Musk made a presence at Twitter, they lifted the shadow bans as if no one would notice. And then you sit down one day and you're social media, which hasn't moved but three follows in it, like 6 months or a year, all of a sudden you have 22,000 new followers. And it's just jumping and jumping.
Yeah, mine keeps
jumping.
I'm almost at 700,000.
And you're like, wow. Why would somebody do this? So what I really think it is I think it was that group that spent the day with their lattes and like sat around and decided who was what they wanted to hear and who's what they not. And so if they work for Fox News, then we got to make sure that they don't have a voice. If you do this, you make sure they don't have to do that. Those were the people, that's what they were doing. And then to back them up, they would then have, if let's say Devin, they decided that they were going to support you, right? And you decided to say something controversial or like something off the, that's in a feeling, like, you know,
right.
Like if it's a, I feel that all women are the same no matter what their anatomy is, right? Maybe that's your argument. That's your feeling. It doesn't, science doesn't back that up.
Opinion.
But it's an opinion, yeah, based on your feeling and how you want to be seen. But it doesn't mean it's factual. And in some cases, it doesn't mean it's right. It's your feeling. But if I put 700,000 bot likes behind it, it gives the illusion that there's this great mass who feel the same way that you do, and anyone who feels different from you guys has the problem. And that is, if that's not one of the worst ways to like stifle free speech or to attack someone who has a different set of opinion, and their opinion might actually be based in facts, which facts don't have feel goods. Sometimes facts hurt. Sometimes facts are ugly because they're facts. They're not feelings. Feelings, you can make whatever you want and feel good about yourself, and you can argue and stretch your feelings, but feelings aren't facts. And that's what bothers me the most about the situation with Twitter is that they, and I'm not saying everything I said was right, but I'm saying that you didn't have the right to censor what I said based off of your feelings. And I feel like that happened to a lot of people.
It probably did.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, like, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it has been crazy to watch the Twitter thing, though.
Yeah, it's like,
just how many I've gained such a short amount of time, and I haven't tweeted, and I retweeted something like a week ago. I haven't even tweeted.
Yeah, it's like you go, because I usually plug our podcast and stuff, and I couldn't even load a tweet this weekend because it said my had too much stuff going on.
Too many notifications.
Yeah, it was just like ridiculous. And I'm like, wait a minute, how? So they're going to try to stall and clean all this up now. But I look at it as like, well, if they can do that, then they can also decide that, you know what? African Americans don't need to hear Tyrus's message.
Yeah, they can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
They can.
Oh, you know what?
Yeah.
I don't think women need to hear Kat's message. So we're going to, all Kat's messages are going to go to sickos who stalk her all the time and say horrible things about her.
Yeah.
So that's where, I mean, isn't that in a form of harassment? I mean, you're literally setting her up to what you would see. Because they'll let you know when someone is an aggressive or bad, like some of these comments may be unflattering or whatever the hell it is.
We've hidden tweets because of replies and things
like that. Yeah, and you're like, so they know that. And then if you open that Pandora's box, you see all the hate, but some of them get through. Like, there's this one guy, I don't know how many times he's been blocked or muted, that he will literally on every show that we do.
New account
will show up and say something stupid about Kat. But this, you know, this guy was never taken off when he was like, and he says horrible shit.
Too much time on his hands.
Yeah, he does. And
he never
matter.
Misses one, though.
Yeah, he's watching.
Like, he never misses one.
Yeah, it's like a lady, I will never, ever watch.
Like, well, you did.
Watch what? Your show. When it comes on 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah, like, every okay, night. Every Monday night. Through Friday.
Like, what do you do when you're flipping channels? Do you scream out when you get to that 41 to 55 area? Like, you see these, it just really, and I usually don't care about stuff like that, you know, like, but when these platforms take these things where they're fighting for everyone's freedom and all this kind of bull, and you see they're the ones who's doing all the controlling and narrating and deciding what's what and what's their feelings or facts and a small individual's twisted view on life, they've expanded to try to give the illusion that it's this mass think tank, and it's just, someone should sue them.
Remember the world before social media?
Yeah, you had to be accountable. And you did really well when you were like that.
Mm.
And that's why I was like, you know what? Everyone should get a blue check. Everyone should have to submit
a driver's license. Well, if you can pay $8 a month.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
You can get a blue check.
Yeah, that's stupid.
I've never had a blue check. I might just pay for one. Who knows?
I would not. Like, because it's just like embarrassing. It's just,
everyone should have to give your driver's license.
Well, because then you know who's paid for it then at that point, right? So
yeah.
It doesn't really mean, it kind of takes the meaning out of
it. Yeah, but paying for a blue check and you're a catfish. How dangerous is that?
Right.
Yeah, you can
that's
just
a good
pay
point.
For it.
You know, that's a
like
good point.
You're a pedophile and you're pretending to be Brad Pitt's official fan page and it's verified.
Right. I'd be interested to see how they like.
Yeah. How do they
kind
navigate
that?
Yeah.
Because that's a really good point. Is that like people could, you know, people are always pretending to be somebody else on the internet.
I know, and that's such an easy fix with identification, just like anything else. Like, you can't drive a car without a driver's license. Like, and if you do get caught without it, there's a fine. And should be the same thing with social media. You should need a driver's license and or an ID. You know, because not everyone drives cars.
Right. Identification card.
And minors should be listed as that under their parents or Guardian's account. So where everyone knows who everyone is on social media.
Those are really good points.
Because then if you didn't have those things, no more catfish. Sorry, that MTV show would be irrelevant. And sex trafficking would be significantly stopped on social media because the culprit's fingerprints is their blue check. So when you have someone like that messaging your 8-year-old daughter or 13-year-old daughter, you already know who it is.
Right. They have all your information.
Yeah. And so if someone does have a fake account, they're easy to spot and alerted and they're taken off. Like, so it's not Twitter didn't make money anyway. So you can't make the Facebook argument. Well, they use those accounts to make money.
We need to call Elon and get him on and give him these ideas because I think those are some good ideas you've got.
Yeah. I just feel like that's if you don't want it, then it really says a lot about you. You know, because you want everyone, there's this illusion and to where like free speech, there's no consequences for it. There is consequences for it. You know, and you're not always going to like the reaction. I mean, but we all have the right to say what we want. But then we also have to accept the fact that there's going to be a reaction. And sometimes when you say things, there are consequences. And there should be. But for the right reasons. And not something you did 20 years ago and apologize for and then trying to bring back to get rid of you with 40,000 fake bots saying that you have to go. So there's some difference there. But I guess that's it. I'm off my high horse, my Twitter, off my high bird, I guess. But it just bothered me when I see all these new followers and stuff and I just shake my head and go, that only makes it worse. Like, who works? They just sat down in certain. So I should have said I worked at CNN. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's ridiculous. But I'm glad those people won't have jobs anymore. But I am kind of mad, though. They get a bunch of money, though. They should have to pay that back to the people that they cost making a living. You can't get bookings and stuff in your entertainer if you're putting your stuff out and nobody's able to see it because they've decided they don't like you. It's like, it's literally cafeteria in like the third grade. You can't sit at our table. I didn't sit at other people's.
That was more like seventh grade for me, but yeah.
Yeah, they didn't last very long for me. I didn't come for the table. I just came to take your milk. You sit whatever the hell you want. Is this chocolate? Oh, wow, thanks.
I'll have two.
Yeah, tomorrow. Let me borrow a quarter.
What did you guys learn today? I'll tell you what I learned. I learned I do kind of like homework.
Yes.
Yeah, you do. I learned that too. I learned that you were a spreadsheet girl, even though I probably already knew it.
I learned that I have to plan more if I'm ever going to have a vacation.
Hey, I could get you set. I've got my spreadsheet, my schedule.
All right.
You'll have 7:30 wake ups and activities all day.
Yeah, that's not what I'm talking. I'm not trying to get up early. That's the thing. But I just want to go camping where you have no choice, where you have to get up early because once the sun comes up and everything starts moving around.
Right. You got to start making breakfast on the fire.
Camping stove.
Yeah.
You got eggs you got to make on the camping stove. Breakfast on the camping stove. And then hopefully there's a restaurant with good beer not too far away that you can duck out for one night to get a steak and stuff. And then the rest of the time it's just hot dogs and trout.
Sounds good to me.
Yep. All right. For more podcasts like this, just like this, you can check us out at foxnewspodcast.com. She's the temp. I'm Tyrus. And, of course, she's already planned for this.
Enough said.
Listen ad-free with Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
I'm Charles Payne. Listen to my Unstoppable Prosperity podcast so I can get you making money right now. Whether stocks are hitting new all-time highs or in freefall mode, opportunities abound. So why are so many potential investors still sitting on the sidelines? In a new season of my podcast, I'm going to get you in the game. After 38 years on Wall Street, I'm ready to impart some lessons and get you invested in the greatest wealth-generating machine in history. Listen anytime, everywhere at foxbusinesspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.